I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Colombian government isn't giving up on peace. It says it's still committed to a negotiated peace settlement with the Marxist rebel group known as the FARC. That's despite Sunday's shocking referendum result in Colombia. A slim majority of voters chose to reject a peace agreement already negotiated with the FARC. The outcome stunned many Colombians who thought the Yes camp would win easily, officially ending 52 years of conflict in the country. Now, no one's quite sure what happens next. We wanted to hear from someone who voted no on Sunday, so we reached out to Milton Sanchez, a Colombian who lives in Washington, D.C.
I vote no because I believe that the way the government presented this agreement was false. They are talking about peace, and we were not signing for peace. We were signing for an agreement, and that had several issues that people like me as a victim, people that understand the conflict, cannot just accept. And I felt that the government ignored several positions that were against this agreement. And I think that many people, as me, we share that feeling of rejection, being ignored, and not taking the appropriate steps to include every Colombian in that agreement. And that includes people from churches, people from other communities, many different views that at the end we say we don't agree with this type of injustice.
You said that you were a victim. What is the story of your family?
Usually, I don't talk that much, especially in social media, but years ago in Colombia, a guerrilla kidnapped my father, also tortured him, and he was dead in a horrible circumstances. That was one of the reasons to move from Colombia. And what I have seen is that people say, oh, because you live in the city, or you don't understand the conflict, or you live away, you cannot suffer the same that the people in the towns over there in Colombia suffer. But I think that everyone has some pain, very bad experiences, very traumatic experiences from this conflict. Nobody wants war. And people that vote no, we are not saying we want war. We want an agreement. We want peace, but authentic peace.
Why does it feel fake to you?
From the beginning, we have seen this kind of pride from government, this pride from guerrillas not admitting that they make mistakes. Recently, just the first day that I heard Timochenko saying...
This is the FARC leader.
The FARC leader asking about forgiveness was until a few weeks ago before this election. And you can see guerrillas asking for forgiveness to the towns just days before elections. So everyone, instead of making me think that they were having truly actions, I think that the effect was different. Everyone thought this is just a show, and they are just trying to put this kind of playing with the feelings of the people and the victims just right before the elections to convince people to vote for peace. And we received a threat from government, like if there is not agreement, war will be in the cities next day. And fortunately, everyone wants the peace. Everyone is negotiating. Nobody's talking about war.
Milton, was the idea of FARC members receiving amnesty part of why you voted no? Was it just beyond the pale to you?
This is one of the toughest questions. I believe people change. I believe people deserve chances. I believe that many people that make horrible things in the jungle there in Colombia was because they were unaware of all the situation. They were victims too. Many of them were killing people at the age of 15 years old, 17 years old, following orders from people like Timochenko that was taking advantage of this situation. But not everyone, because we really know that many of them are also, not many of them, but the leaders are narco-traffickers. They want to continue the business of cocaine. They are not being honest talking about how much money they have. They were not honest talking about how many children they had in the army of the FARC, and they didn't return all those children and young people in the appropriate way. So all of that is a lie that many people, you don't need to be an expert in political science to understand how they are playing with the system. And the worst is that the president didn't respect the people in Colombia, but they just allow these things happen in order for him to get what he wants.
So given your reservations, this is going to continue, right? And both sides are continuing discussions. What would it take for you to vote yes in the future?
I think that everyone needs to be involved in this process. When people go and sit together, they need to be heard. They cannot be ignored anymore like they did before, because Colombia is for everyone.
Milton Sanchez, a Colombian who lives here in the U.S., thanks so much.
Thank you.